the fuck we start?
What am I? Why is this? You know, where?
Why?
What is that?
Why? As soon as we start recording, I get an ad on Facebook Marketplace for a Lightning McQueen light.
Ka-chow.
It's one of our patron saints. Ka-chow.
Ka-chow. And with you also.
Ka-chow. Ka-chow.
Ka-chow. Ka-chow. Let us offer the sacred greeting.
Ka-chow.
Hi, and welcome to our 100th episode of Dungeons and Degrees. My name has been Adrian, and will be Adrian for the foreseeable future. I like the ring of it. And here with me, my wonderful co-host.
It's me. Hi, I'm Alex. I am Alex. I was Alex. But tomorrow, I'll be Sam.
I need to change all the next episodes then.
yeah, it's going to be a rebrand.
Yeah.
Yeah, just tomorrow. But you know what? But not Friday.
Not Friday?
Just tomorrow. Yeah.
Just tomorrow. Okay, okay.
As long as it's not on Wednesdays.
Oof, no.
That's
today. What's the worst day of the week?
Tuesday.
Thursday, because... Wait, hold on. What day does these get released? Thursday?
Yeah.
Friday's the worst day of the week, because I don't have a new Dungeons & Degrees to listen to anymore.
Damn, that's nice.
Mine is Wednesday.
Because you're recording with me, or what?
You know, the first half of my day is awful, and the second half of my day is much better, but that first half is really bad.
Gotcha,
and it
gotcha.
Starts at 6 p.m.
Oh, yeah. I love Thursdays together. That's why.
But yeah, we have our guest returning, our first guest ever, Skylar, not the dungeonologist, because
no.
That was the first iteration.
I am
it is
Skylar, the ADHDM. I was Skylar, the dungeonologist, but no one knew how to spell that to look me up. So
yeah.
I am Skylar, the ADHDM, and have been for a couple of years now, I think. But mm-hmm. Also, if you try to just search the ADHDM, Google always is like, did you mean ADHD? Here you go. I'm not going to give you what you were looking for. So every one of my family's like, I can't find your channel, Skylar. They all sound like that.
Yeah.
Good grandma, you have to click, did you mean? You
yeah,
have to
you
do
mean,
it.
They're just removing the tasty part of your name. The
The M is not silent.
It's very verbose. Yeah. It's almost its own syllable. Like, it is its
Wait,
own
was
syllable.
Was episode one? Was that me?
No, I think it was episode
you
three.
You were in episode one. No, we went solo.
Oh, yeah. You didn't have guests for every single episode. That's right. Wow.
Right. Yeah, you were there first.
Yeah.
How was it? How have we changed? Have we improved?
I'll give you feedback at the end of the episode. I don't want to kill any chickens with that. No, I mean, like, the show's come a long way. Production values have come a long way. We're still rocking the, I don't want to say app names. I don't know if y'all do that. But the app that we're on is still the same one. That's brand loyalty. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I've been looking at Riverside. Oh sorry.
Ooh.
Squadcast.
On the Squadcast app, saying I'm going to find someone new to be with.
It terminated his contract. Pew, pew, pew. The old way was me just having it all looped through my own, what's it called? My module.
Discord, yeah.
Yeah, and I just, like, a single track of audio for the first time. And that was
And it was all baked together, and you couldn't edit them separately, and... Yeah,
nope.
That sucks.
It felt so like, I guess this is the way it's going to be. And now that I have multiple tracks, I can edit it to a way where when people overlap, I can make it sound a little bit more less crowded and more natural. And I'm playing with that stuff, at least for an audio thing. It's not so, it's a little bit difficult now that we add video to it, because now you can kind of see people kind of like jumping into it, so it's hard to kind of make that sound good. Usually I just mute somebody who is like gonna say something and then just like, oh, I'm gonna stop talking, which is usually just me. I mute myself a lot. We need less.
You do.
Less me. Yeah. Listen, I have anxiety. I'm like, we gotta keep talking. And I'm like, and Alex is like, I've got a question. Please pick me.
Please, Sam, let me ask a question.
What did you say, Alex?
Oh, no. Okay, hold on. It's okay.
Oh, wait. Okay.
It's my fault.
There we go.
Yeah, there it is. I just was looking at everyone's faces, and my computer was like, why are we still trying to do all of this?
Oh, so it's like, okay, if you want to see their faces, we won't let you speak.
No.
Choose one sense. One sensory information. That's all you get.
Mm-hmm. No, I only get the hearing, which is really bad. Because although we started off with a production value for my production, oh shit.
Production value.
I found the Benadryl.
You found the Benadryl?
The Benadryl found you.
It found it.
You are one.
It found its mark. Although the production value in my earphones started off good. I know how these, like, they're Texas Tech branded earbuds that they handed out one day for free.
Nice.
Went down, so we're not all positives.
I think we did. We found our hair color. How about that? We
we found our hair color. Are you saying that you've changed your hair color?
Not while on the pod. I want this gray to just fully just go and divulge into just full white. I'm done.
You just want to go full white.
Just go look at a ghost.
Oh, yeah, just like a, it's not John Wick, it's fucking Constantine, where he just like, his hair just turns different white John, and he loses it. Yeah. Yeah, different John. Same Keanu,
different John, am I right?
Am I right? But yeah, how do you feel like you've improved, Skylar?
I got you.
I finally hit my growth spurt.
Yay!
I know, I've been the same height since I was like 11. I've been 5'10 for a very long time. Well, I got a new camera, but really I just, being, not worrying about chasing after, like, oh, what's everybody else in the D&D tube space doing right now? I've got to talk about the OGL news. I've got to do this and that and that. And instead, just making things at my own pace, and it led to a lot of growth, and it led to a lot of like, not just channel growth, but like personal growth, being connected to things that I'm making. And I made some really cool friends. Like, I reached out to Val and Nico and some other folks. The dude over at the Ugly Goblin, whose name escapes me right now, but I've just made some. It doesn't feel so lonely. I'm not just toiling alone in front of a late 2015 iMac. I'm now toiling alone in front of a Mac Mini, but I also talk to my friends.
Right. I've talked to some creators who are just like, I feel like I'm like doing this alone. And, you know, it's kind of tough. Like, yes, I can do it. Like, I can keep doing this, but it doesn't feel as fun when I'm doing it with other people. And I had a good time when I was working with you, Val, and Nico, the project, and I got comments for, like, the first time that wasn't just people I knew personally. Yeah. They were like, hey, I would love to see this every month, and I'm like, that's not gonna happen.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. I mean, I'll do other things, but, the collab takes a lot of time. It's fun.
I don't think it would next time. But for context, from the time that we said let's work together to the time that we published that, I think was 8 months for like a 20-minute video. And Nico's part was done in like hours like, after the call. He was like, I'm done. Now what? I was like, fuck. And then after that, it was like a lot of projects just started coming up for everybody, you know?
I just had life happen, unfortunately. You know, just yeah, that happened. I'm like, I think
our car got totaled, and then that car that we got after it got totaled got mistakenly repossessed. And then,
oh, what the fuck? No. Yeah,
I changed jobs at work. Like, I switched to a new position. Mm-hmm. So it was like, woo, this is not the long video part of my life right now. But it feels a lot more streamlined now. It feels a lot simpler. Like, I know what I need now, and I know what I don't need, because I know everything I edited out and threw away.
Right. It was a good time, though. I mean, I talked to Val a bunch. I talked to Nico, and just listening to how they create and the things that they do was really informative, as well as just, I don't know.
Cool.
I love, yeah, exactly. It's just cool. I was like trying to find a better word than that, but nah, cool is good enough. Coolio.
Coolio. Rest in peace.
Is he dead? Damn.
Yeah, he was like, I'm going to go to the bathroom. And then he didn't come back. I think he had like a heart attack.
Damn. The Elvis special. No. But I've seen a lot of growth of like how you're kind of spending your time. And I'm seeing a lot more pictures of you and Anna doing art stuff, which is really cool to see. I don't know. I like this. I love watching your growth. It doesn't feel as lonely when if it's just us, just kind of seeing where we go. It's all of us collectively growing.
I've definitely been trying to make more time for like bringing the people around me, everyone that I love, into the process of making stuff, because otherwise I just don't talk to anybody. And yeah. I'm miserable. So it's like a knock two birds out with one stone, like have fun making stuff that I want to make. And also, you know, keep the people that I love and who love me in my life. It's pretty cool.
Yeah. Where do you see yourself doing in the future?
Well,
I think that's like a loaded question, to be honest.
I think I'll probably have struck it rich by then.
Yeah.
So from the top of my wizard tower, I will be throwing foam lightning bolts down onto LARP invaders, and they will scatter before my power. No, really just like, I'm only just starting to, this sounds ridiculous, just because of, you can hear the breadth of how long I've been doing this if you just go back, 97 episodes of this podcast, but my process of making videos and having fun making them and getting them out on time and them being good is like just now sort of coming together. And it's a matter of making it a system that's flexible enough for me to still feel like I'm making something cool and fun. Because before it was like, okay, I'm going to do this thing where I stand in my living room and we moved to this house and the light was really good compared to the last house, which had like no windows. It had, I think I've delisted most of those videos. I think the Paladin skit is the only one that's still up. But there's a playlist of old videos you can watch. But the light in here was so good, that felt kind of revolutionary. But then my footage was all overexposed, and it was like iPhone HDR stuff. And then I got a camera and lots of things that weren't like me buying things or me spending money. But I'm storyboarding every shot now, which is fun. And I think you can tell as of my part of the 4DMs one prompt video and onward. I'm storyboarding like to script. So I outline, I storyboard, I get a shot list. I do like the main talking head vlog one, and then I film all my B-roll, and then I decide what else I need. But this thing of like shooting, coming back and editing, grading, putting it together, and then deciding if I need another shot is so much more fun. And it always felt like it was going to be more work. And it's not. Mm-hmm. It's like, I get to decide where to pivot next instead of like, if I don't do all of this today, I'm going to die for some reason.
No, that impending, like, it has to happen now.
It has to happen now.
There's no I've other got time than right now.
The only time I have time to do 20 hours of work is right now during this 20 hours. But it's not 20 hours of work. It's like 2 hours of work 10 times, you know. And being able to split it up like that is, I can't always do that. Right now I can. It's pretty cool.
Nice. Do you see yourself collabing with more people in the future?
Definitely. I mean, I'm really into the idea of like the micro collab. So getting like, I won't say who I'm talking to about it right now. I'll let it be a surprise. But rhymes with Jenny D. Just kidding.
Kenny G?
That's right, Kenny G.
Kenny G.
Kenny G. I'm going to play Dungeons & Dragons for the first time on Skylar's channel. It's going to be a low-resolution Skype call. He insisted on Skype. No, but definitely collabing more. Like I said, it's so much less lonely. Because making art by yourself and the only people you're interacting with being like either the same kind of 20 awesome people who are like, good job this week, you know, or the people who just show up and have no idea what the hell is going on. And they're like, why the fuck is your face like that? Like, those are the kinds of two kinds of comments that you get when you're doing stuff alone. When you bring in other people, you get their people. Their people show up, and you get their perspectives. You get to peek into their sort of what it's not what it's like to like be that other person, but the kinds of people that they gather around them with what they make, and it tells you how to gather different types of people around you too. How to make what you make more diverse.
That's awesome.
So yeah, I mean, collabing with. Two for sure coming up, and then probably Val a bunch of times. We do micro collabs in each other's stuff. I pop up a couple times here and there. Val over at Corkboards and Curiosity. So she's been on the podcast, yeah.
Yes, yeah. Yes. Our very brave and noble, full like 1 to 100 listener will know what that is.
The true believers.
True believers in the diploma. Yeah, no, Val was great. And I saw you on those videos. I'm like, hey, I want to do that too. I want to interact more.
I know him.
The fucking soy jack. But yeah, no, and I've been trying to, I mean, personally, this year was like, I want to play more games. And I've been just like in so many like fucking tabletop? Discord servers. Yeah. And I've played Masks this year. I've played the Walking Dead RPG. Tomorrow I'm playing Cyborg, which was played on the live stream, my 24-hour live stream in January. So, like, I'm doing it. And I'm interacting with some really cool people and seeing their perspectives, learning their DM styles. It's like another avenue for me to learn and experience new things. Like, I love doing the podcast because I get a one-on-one seat to see everybody else, but also jumping in to the nitty-gritty of like how do they play together and how do they do X, Y, and Z. It's just such an awesome moment. And I just want to do more all the time. I've started filling up my calendars.
Are there any games that were, like, on your hit list that you didn't make yet?
Oh, okay. There was one. It was, like, this, like, twisted fairy tale realm. I think I can just look up the name real quick. But they had to switch it because the guy got sick, and he was like, we can play it tomorrow. Tomorrow being from today. And I'm like, no, I already planned a game then. It was all supposed to work together. let's see. Broken Tales. It's called the Broken Tales. Very interesting. Everything, all the villains are technically kind of hero-esque. Unless you get the DLC, then the heroes are also kind of this twisted versions of themselves, and they all work towards, I guess, whatever the campaign is asking for. But it looked really cool, and I like that darkness, that twist of not everything is going to be black and white. The kind of like those retellings of fairy tales.
Yeah, there's a lot of Neil Gaiman like that I really like Snow Glass Apples and some others I'm forgetting. But yeah, just like reinterpretation of myth and reinterpretation of folk tales and fairy tales. And I love that shit. That's so cool.
Yeah, so I was very interested in playing that one, but alas, it was not for me.
It was not meant to be.
Pretty much. But yeah, if there was a perfect world, I would love to play Shadowrun, but it is so crunchy and so much information that it's hard to find somebody. I was the DM last time, and we sat at a table after a grenade went off to figure out what are the rules. Do we all just die now? And we learned about jumping initiative and things like that, and bouncing off the concussive blast, bouncing off the walls and coming back and making everything in the room chunky salsa is what they say.
I'm just imagining like a Skyrim ragdoll. Like everybody's just like, when you walk into a room wrong in Oblivion and every object just flies off, turns into spaghetti and bisects you.
Like, yeah, the C4 charge finally exploding in CS2, and you're just, your body just goes...
Yeah, that is Shadowrun working as intended, I'm pretty sure.
But yeah, that's what I'm looking forward to.
Hey, if anyone out there is listening right now, I'm begging you on my hands and knees to run Lancer for me specifically. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey.
SkylarTheADHDM@gmail.com.
Go. Subscribe. Like. Follow.
No, it's an email address. You just can email it. Yep.
Just email
it. The old ways are the best ways.
Do the other stuff too. Alex, what are you looking forward in your...
In your post 100
life. Yeah, your post 100.
You're 100 years old, Alex. Wow.
Oh my God, I feel it. I feel it. I'm really having fun with these my kids at school, running a campaign for them. This week we had our very first, like, everybody was at the table, so we had all six of the kids, and it felt really boring, like, for the last couple of weeks where we haven't had anybody. But yesterday was the first time it felt like it was. Am I just talking? I think I might just be talking. You're both muted. Oh my God! Yeah. There's so much silence.
We're just listening.
No, they're so silent. I heard nothing, and I was like, "What just happened?"
It's like you're talking on the phone, and it goes dead quiet. You're like,
"Yeah." no, running the game for the first time with all of the kids there, and it's not just two people. And then I threw in a challenge where, you know, they weren't going to be able to kill the monster with, like, regular weapons. They needed magic. Only to find out then there's only one magic user in the party, because I'm that good of a DM. But the magic user is the most annoying kid at the table. And he knows it, so
and
it's
now
okay.
He has all the power.
Yeah, it was very cute. But then, you know, he's squishy, so he died. But it is really fun, like, starting to feel a little more confident of, like, getting out of the book and out of the source material and just, like, playing along with my players. That made sense, right?
Yeah.
Cool. Good word, Jumble. So that's what you're looking forward to, see where they go?
I want to see where they go. I like growing alongside them, and I like that. I also really want it to start again next year, because the kids I have now are fourth graders, so they'll still technically be at the same school.
Okay.
Is it like a fourth and fifth grade place, or is it a full-on elementary?
No, it's a full-on elementary, but I only had the fourth graders eligible to sign up for the idea that I was going to keep them forever.
What's forever?
Forever. No,
she's been alive for 100 years, so her concept of time is all skewed.
This is true.
Is like Firin beyond adventure.
No, I just wanted them to have the opportunity to return, because they were there, I know for sure, third and now fourth, and then hopefully they'll be back for fifth grade. But no, it's a K-5 school.
Oh, K-5.
Can you imagine if you rolled up a D&D character in kindergarten, and then you got...
I'd love that.
And it, like, survived until your senior year of high school, or, like, even, like, fifth grade. And, like, my son, he graduated elementary school, and his grades were fine, but his paladin was like 6th level and his friends are 9th level, and I don't know. I don't know what we did wrong.
He just took the oath of devotion, and we were an oath of...
really, shit. Dude? Like, SRD oaths? Oh my god. Who do we raise?
This is an oath of vengeance, family.
Can you imagine, though, how much of your life would change, like, had you found D&D, like, in elementary school?
I was, like, I don't know, a 7th grader.
I don't know when my dad ran it.
It was a little, so, like, when I was really little, I've probably talked about this before, in these very halls,
whoa,
the hallowed halls, whoa, of Dungeons and Degrees. When I was quite small, like, I don't know if I was reading yet, I got adopted into a game because I was just, like, wandering around looking for... Well, I actually had to have been 9 years old because Pokemon cards were out. So I was reading. I was probably just still very annoying and hapless, which would continue until I was 32. I'm now 32. But okay. I got adopted as, like, a feral game store kid. I was just, like, trying to slum and play, like, Yu-Gi-Oh! And Pokemon and stuff. And these guys had a Ravenloft book, and I was like, that's Castlevania! Because the book got ripped off. That art got ripped off for Castlevania 2, except instead of Strahd doing this, he's doing this. Which is very funny to me, and if there's no video portion of this, the Strahd knockoff is looking at you in the Castlevania 2 art, and a big Castlevania fan was I, and am still today, so I asked a bunch of questions and then got to be in that game, but I don't remember really making any decisions, or rolling any dice. They probably just asked me what I wanted to do and then narrated the result, but there was a hiatus after that for like 5 or 6 years. And then I had my character Bytor, the Hell Knight, who is now like the ruler of the first layer of hell or whatever. The first layer of Avernus. Or of Avernus, which I think is the... Whatever. Whatever, man, okay? I don't know all the lore. I stopped reading the Drist books.
After he got out of that winter place, it just wasn't the same.
He kept his,
to be honest,
kept his coat on the whole time. He's not in the snow no more. I don't understand.
It's not the same Drist. I like the book 1 through 6. After that, it fell off, man.
About the 12th time he punched a god, I was like, you know what? Maybe it's time to read other fantasy books.
This is getting a little silly. Somebody, 11, fine.
There'll be people 12? To appreciate this.
I feel like it's the way that I've changed was definitely the amount of confidence from the beginning to where we are at now. And I don't know what that looks like beyond this. It seems crazy to, like, hey, you can potentially grow your I guess your voice presence or your presence as a person beyond this.
Riz,
yeah, as the kids say, the Riz. Some say episode 1 Adrian, Rizless. Episode 100 Adrian, Rizful.
The Wizard of Oz.
The Wizard of Oz. Wizard of Oz. Yeah, the Wizard of Oz. The kids are on one. You know, the world is falling apart, so I understand that this is what they think is normal. But yeah, I don't know what comes next, because one, we're trying to make new things happen. We've got our book club going on. And then I'm trying a side project of just a kind of, what's it called?
Just degrees.
We get Adrian into grad school.
Yeah. My dad asked me that like 2 weeks ago. It's like, so when you go back to school, I'm like, well, when they accept me, but I also need money, so we're stuck here. I'll see what happens. But What was I saying? The other projects I've been working on is just creating more one-shots. I'm going to be playing one in Gen Con that I'm kind of like... I played already once. I've played a second time, which has changed kind of differently. So I'm like, how do I make this consistent to play, like, through potentially four or five games? Like, I have this problem with... I have a very ad-lib style. So how do I make sure that their experience is still kind of good? And how... I don't know. It just boggles my mind. The changes that I need to make within, what, the next three, 4 months? It's a difficult time.
I have a secret goal to go to Gen Con. I don't think I'll be able to, but, like, some... My friends over at the Homie and the Dude podcast were like, if you're there, we'll buy you a drink. And I'm like, now I must find a way to go. It's like my mid-2000s college douchebag coming of age movie where it's like, we've got to go to this place to get this thing. The like the Euro Trip, Sex Drive, Sean William Scott is there type movie. Except I'm just trying
I know exactly all those movies.
Yeah. all of them, unfortunately, yes.
It was all we had. Okay.
We're going to cancel our flights and actually I haven't bought my flight and we're just going to drive there. Me and you.
You guys have fun. I'm flying. I got my flight on sale because fuck y'all.
And boy,
if that's a basis for a discount, then I accept your score.
I mean, listen, if Southwest wants to sponsor this, please, please.
Wow.
Is there an airline that you would not accept a sponsorship from?
I don't think I'd accept JetBlue.
I don't know what JetBlue is.
I don't know.
You don't know what JetBlue is?
No, I don't. I was gonna like...
Spirit?
Okay.
Do you know Spirit?
Yeah, I know Spirit.
Okay, like...
Halloween.
Like, oh, worse, yeah. Worse Spirit. Spirit.
Okay.
Yeah. But I don't know because I was a Nepo baby for a little bit and I just flew American for like a long time. Just flew for free.
I mean, I've got a buddy with a crop duster. He gets me where I need to go.
Hell yeah.
Within 80 miles. Within driving distance. Somebody's got to pick us
up. Within 1 hour of driving.
Yeah.
All right. Taylor Swift.
Ooh, not the Swifties. Ooh, this is almost as bad as the Barbs.
I made a Baldur's Gate 3 Taylor Swift meme, like, which is each character's favorite album, and I got a death threat.
You got a death threat from that?
I did.
From a Swiftie?
I mean, like, you know, I dabble in the... And, I mean, it's, you know, fucking, it's not controversial to be like, yeah, there are some Taylor Swift albums that I like, but I also appreciate people appreciating things. Mm-hmm, so in general, I try not to be a hater, but it was just like
what was that?
A hater.
A
hater.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
But somebody was like, none of these characters are listening to Taylor Swift.
Oh, from a dude. You got it from a dude.
Of course, yeah. Dudes hate it when women like things.
I just feel like the Swifties might have come after you for like 2 seconds.
No. Let's just say if the Swifties did January 6th, the January 7th would not have been a thing.
You ain't wrong. You ain't wrong, brother.
Fucking wrong.
Like, not and just, everybody would have not just a there, but it. Like on the calendar, it would be gone.
Everyone just stays inside. The sun doesn't exist for a whole 24 hours. Yeah, we gotta
find your own warmth. Make your own light. It's gone now.
January 8th, it's fine.
Yeah.
But
just it's like elevators it's going from 11 to or from 12 to 14.
Oh, what's it called? We did grow in some ways. We talked about sponsorships. We got an affiliate link for Dungeon Soap.
Woo!
Dungeon is that dungeonsoap.com/?
I don't remember. This is their old packaging.
Question mark ABC3214.
Yeah, that
K
one.
K equals VH.
But it was cool because they were sponsoring the what's called our fundraiser in January.
That's cool.
And they like gave away some stuff. or some soaps.
They're like, you're going to be playing games for 24 hours, you're going to be stinky.
Ooh, clean. Stinky boy, clean. But yeah, the code is fucking right here. I'm about to make this code later. But yeah, it's cool. I don't know. It just felt like a weird thing for me to get an affiliate link or a sponsorship, and I'm just like, this will never happen to me. And then it happened, and I'm like, oh, it's that easy?
You just gotta fucking ask. Yeah, literally just ask. I mean, it's like when I was like, man, how do you get people on your podcast? You're like, yeah, I email them.
Yeah. Oh, what was it? Who did I have on that you were like, whoa, was it Kelsey?
It was Kelsey and maybe Mike, like those two.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mike Shea with Sly Flourish.
Yeah. My two minimalist D&D saints that I light candles to every single night and recite their names.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a weird thing to just ask because it just feels so fucking far-fetched when you're first approaching the idea. So, like, I guess that was me with this affiliate stuff and me with... I'm like, they're going to say no. They're going to say no. But, yeah, or they just don't respond.
It helps when the pitch isn't like, can I have this even though I'm a piece of shit and I don't even deserve the good things that are already in my life? Like, just don't communicate that process that's happening internally.
Yeah, exactly.
Good to go.
Write that second part in your diary and then move on.
Yeah,
write it so you're just out of your system. Like, you don't actually...
how I burned my bridge with Roll20 is I sent them the self-loathing email. Just kidding. Just kidding.
And nobody responded to that there?
No, they responded. It was terrible.
Oh, yeah?
Death threats. Well, just kidding.
It was a real story.
No, death threats.
I thought we were joking.
No, I haven't corresponded with anyone at Roll20.
Not yet.
Bum, bum, bum. This is not a threat. Roll20, I know you listen. It's not a threat. Danny, the guy that's always on the posts, it's not a threat.
It's a threat.
We're going to get got, dude.
No one's going to get me.
Got us.
Skylar, did you think you would have, I mean, where did you see yourself at the very beginning going? Like, what was your main goal when you first started your channel? And how's it changed?
I think my goal when I started the channel was just to be like one of the, like, I'm going to make a thing that makes me one of the people who make these things. Like, you know, if you're voice acting, you get your first voice acting job and you're like, I'm a voice actor now. I wanted to be like, I wanted to be a YouTuber. I wanted to make videos, and I wanted to specifically create a little pocket where people can look at someone with ADHD and someone who is autistic and look at the things they're making and be like, oh, it's just like me for real, and go make their own stuff. And the amount of... sheer number of comments, especially on my ADHD Dungeon Masters video and my The Only Lazy Person in the Universe video.
I like that one. That was a good one.
There are a couple videos that I like that didn't get a lot of reach, but every single comment on them is like, Jesus Christ, I feel so seen. You know, just these, like, every single comment is heartfelt. There are none of the weird random hater comments. There are none of the spam comments. So it's like a trade-off of like, oh, this is a really authentic, engaging experience. It just, you know, 2,000 people saw it instead of 100,000. And it's important to me that I make stuff like that occasionally. Like, I think if I have a video that's not like a zinger in terms of analytics, and I kind of get over myself once those numbers stop and read all the comments, like, they're always so good. So it's kind of the price of I'm going to make something a little more authentic. And that's how I'm accomplishing that goal that I set out to do. Making that space where people come in and feel seen and are maybe able to consider themselves capable of something that they weren't before. Whereas the larger videos are just like, you know, this was funny. I'm like, thank you. I appreciate that too.
Yeah.
Sorry, I gave you that voice.
Well, I know, like, talking to you and watching your videos when we met, like, that did have an impact on my life. So
let's go!
Right when we started talking, I was getting the, like,
vindication,
my ADHD diagnosis, and like a lot of things were like very quickly falling into place and why I felt the way I did. And even like this week being back at work, it's just very overstimulating. And rather than like completely shutting down and just scrolling on whatever Doom site I need to be scrolling on, like I have been a little more intentional with like how I'm treating myself. And I don't think I would be as far as I am without having you or having you in my life or like having conversations with you. So like what you're doing actually is impacting, and it is in a very small way every day, but over, you know, the course of 100 episodes, it's
100 years.
100 years. Yep. We went 500 miles and then we went 500 more.
100 years, Dungeons and Dragons forever, and 100 more years.
And I would walk. That's great with the delay.
I'll fix it in post. Okay? All right, starting now.
Don't.
I just put on a full on music video of just this.
We could edit that now.
I'm proclaiming. Proclaimers did that one. That's that joke. Thank you.
I love that song.
I remember whenever, I think when Tennant was exiting Doctor Who the first time, there was that music video to that song, and it was just all the casting crew. Broke my heart. And I was like, oh, never love you, Matt Smith. Love Matt Smith.
Oh, my God. So quickly, like, I do remember that, too, like, that switch. I was like, there could be no other Doctor.
I'm not calling him Dad.
And then immediately Papa. I was like, oh, Zaddy. Papa.
Yeah.
Dad, ooh. I love Clark.
That said, thank you for saying that. And I try to be present, even though I've veered away from vulnerability by singing.
Mm-hmm. Trying to dodge bullets. Yeah. It's fine.
But
it's a process.
I'm veering back into vulnerability right now.
Nice.
And I'm saying that, later on, when I'm like, nobody gives a fuck about these videos, and everyone who's ever said that they do like them is just lying to me because they're afraid to hurt my feelings. And the people who aren't afraid to hurt my feelings, they're actually right. They're the ones who say bad things only. And any time I've ever been happy is just a temporary misunderstanding. And I don't think the sun's ever going to come out again. And and video games suck.
I don't understand why you had to shout that on top of your lungs.
That's not what I did. Do you want to hear?
No. Maybe. Yeah. You make a difference. Alex, you make a difference. You know that?
Oh, no.
Don't worry about it. I got a message from Jaden. This is an ambush, by the way.
Is this an ambush? Like, is that what you're trying
to... Okay. Alex, your kindness knows no bounds. The way you carry yourself and bring people together is incredible. When we get to do the book club together, it's always wonderful sharing those laughs and thoughts together. You're amazing, and I'm grateful for you. Keep rocking it on Dungeons and Degrees.
I think that's more genuine than anything in any of my yearbooks ever.
Do you want another?
There's another?!
To my darling paramour, Alex. Firstly, I must apologize for having to type this and not speak it, but I assure you that it still comes from the heart. Secondly, I want to thank you for being you. My first time meeting you on Dungeons and Degrees, and I'm so thankful for that because I instantly knew you were one of those rare people you get to meet that have a golden soul. You're charming, welcoming, curious, and generally interested in all the silliness I had to say. You made me feel so at ease. I enjoyed every moment, and I'm so glad to know you. I know putting yourselves out there can be daunting at first, and I also know that their anxiety never really leaves us. But the true strength is doing it in spite of that fear, and you have shown just how strong you really are, even if you don't know it. So in honor of your 100th episode, all I want you to know is I'm so grateful for episode 1, and I'm grateful that you continue to show the world and yourself how credible you are. Yours sincerely... Lady Emily Graymore.
We clipped the mic on that one. That was powerful.
How are you feeling?
I hate cheers so much.
Do you understand why I said before Skylar got out of here to get the tissue?
I thought you allergies, were just being an asshole.
I was being an asshole because I'm doing this to you. Yeah. How are you feeling, Alex?
It's fine.
Okay. Well, I just sent you the other five. there are just audio files, and I was trying to get it to work where it would just come through my headphones, or through my speaker, but I just wasn't able to do it. They're from, well, there's a lot. I mean,
are you going to put them in the episode?
Yeah, I'm going to put them in the episode. Yeah, I just, yeah, because I knew that was going to happen.
How? Why?
Well, because we've been working together for 100 episodes.
100 years.
100 years! So while Alex says this, and I'll just chop in the actual thing, me and you...
Alex, Adrian, congratulations on 100 episodes of Dungeons & Degrees. What an accomplishment. I could not be prouder and happier for both of you. That's so exciting. Oh my god. And Alex, I know we don't talk much, and we should definitely change that, because you are such an amazing, beautiful, and inspiring human being. And everything you do for Dungeons & Degrees is done with so much love and so much effort, and I can see, and everybody can see and hear all the work that you put in. And as a guest, the way, yeah, your ability to make everybody feel comfortable and welcome and just be accepting and, like, being able to relate and, like, have a conversation about anything with anyone is a real talent. And yeah, when we went onto my episode, I was really nervous. I didn't really know how it was going to go, but you made me feel just so comfortable and we connected instantly. And yeah, just your ability to connect with anybody and being able to just have such a wholesome conversation with all of these people just goes to show what an incredible human being you are. And I couldn't be happier to call you a friend.
Hey, Alex, this is Lee. Congratulations on 100 episodes of your podcast. I hope that you and Adrian are celebrating this incredible milestone. And I wanted to let you know how much I appreciated your input in the episodes that I was allowed to be a part of. Not only did you bring a fantastic sense of humor, but you also were able to be vulnerable and connect to the things that we were discussing. And that made me feel really safe and really welcome. And I think that that is amazing. So congratulations. And I hope to hear many, many more episodes. And maybe, you know, talk to you again in a podcast situation or outside of it. Have a cold one on me. And congratulations again. Yay!
Hello to the lovely human beings that work on the podcast known as Dungeons and Diplomas. It is an absolute pleasure. It's Mason. It's Mason, the guy you've had on your show a remarkable 2 times. I, you know, getting invited to talk to anybody about the things that I enjoy in a recording capacity a singular time is always tremendously flattering to me, and it remains tremendously flattering to me that you guys have had me on to talk about my stuff twice, particularly when I think of myself as such a humble, you know, nearly anonymous guy just kind of doing his stuff in the background when it comes to game design. So I just want to say to the both of you, thank you so much. Over the course of our time together, I felt very seen, very recognized, very appreciated, which was tremendous and very kind. I also want to say that was probably a little easier for Adrian because Adrian had already met me before we recorded for the first time. But Alex, you had not. And I do want to speak to that. I want to say, like, from the jump, tremendously pleasant, tremendously nice to me. Which I'm a tender little boy, so I appreciate that tremendously. So kind. So just kind of ready and willing to jump in. And such thoughtful questions and discussion. It has been lovely talking to you guys during the course of my little things. And I look forward, hopefully, to future opportunities to talk with you more and spend more time with you lovely human beings. Happy 100th episode, and well-deserved. Goodbye.
Oh, there's so much to say about Alex. I don't think I have ever had such a pleasure being in a Discord call with someone as much as Alex. I've gotten to be on 2 podcasts with them. I've gotten to play D&D on record, off record. And every single time, it is a wonderful, warm hug. I know Alex doesn't do it on purpose, but they have such a healing presence. And you can't help but just feel accepted and safe. And I think that's what makes them such a good host. I was on an episode of Dungeons and Degrees. And the entire time, I remember at one point I made like a self-loathing joke. And Alex was like, no, don't do that. You're wonderful. And it was a moment of like, oh, this wonderful person thinks I'm wonderful. And Alex just has such a big heart, and there are times where you kind of think back to the first time you ever met someone, and whenever I think of the first time I saw Alex, or, like, met them on Discord, it was an immediate, like, magnetization to them, and I love Alex so much, and they are so wonderful. And I think they are such a special person in this world. So, I love you, Alex.
A few years ago, I want to say 2015, which is, about 8 years ago. Time flies. Yeah. Anyway, many moons ago, I first met Alex. It was at a geek garage sale that was raising money to go towards a new convention that was happening in Lubbock, the convention called LubbockCon. My partner and I walked in excited because we hadn't really been huge going out people at that point. We were nervous, so we didn't know what to expect going into this place. So we walk in and we're greeted by this really friendly, gregarious person dressed as, it was either a fairy or poison ivy, something foresty magical. And having someone like that made that experience so much easier and more enjoyable. I've had that same experience every single time that I've had the honor of hanging out with Alex, be it in person or on the show. The times I've been a guest on the show, it's been so easy to just let go and let it flow, you know? And a lot of that is Alex being that same friendly, gregarious fairy or some type of magical creature. And I think that's one of the hardest things when you're doing some type of talk show, or hell, just even being out in life is making people feel at ease around you. I've never had more fun talking our modern dystopia, but more importantly, the hope that we can still find in it. And a lot of that was bouncing these heady ideas and ideals off of Alex, who has this very generous heart. Oh, and Adrian's pretty cool too.
Yeah, I was like, oh, Alex is saying something sweet to Skylar? This is the perfect
reverse
opportunity. I don't know which one she's listening to first, but I think it doesn't matter. They're all very heartfelt, and she's just going to cry. Also, it doesn't help that she's on Benadryl and took a hit real quick.
I hope they're all like, yeah, TikTok text-to-speech, like, Alex, you are the person who made the biggest difference in my life.
Which one?
I wish it was. I really, at this point, I wish I could, instead of hearing, like, people that I listen to and, like, Which
one did you click? Lucy first. Oh, you're going in order? Okay.
Is there a specific read order?
No,
I need to listen to them in the machete order.
I think you're going to like the next one.
I cannot listen to these.
Do it.
And have...
Do it.
Do you want me to do it with the mic off so you can just...
It doesn't matter. I mean, it is what it is. I'm going to edit it this one. This one's going to be... I just wanted to do something sweet for my co-host that's been working with me for 100.
I didn't even get you anything. I thought me just taking a dab would be enough.
That was a present for everyone.
Oh my god. Okay.
She's gonna freak. Do what you want to do. I'm not gonna tell you what to do. Just do what you want to do.
What read order do I need to do this in?
Just do the next one, Alex. Do alex.m4a.
Okay.
For those at home, it is Lee. They are a very great artist. I have that painting behind me commissioned from Lee. And, zoom, enhance. Zoom.
I hate that I can sit here and, like, I have a recording of, like, one of my favorite people. Like, these are all my favorite. Wednesdays are not my least favorite days anymore.
You put polarizer on there. I can't see it. There we go. That's rad.
Oh, that's... And then, yeah, Day was the one that printed it out. But I lost all my cups. I lost the frame somehow, but whatever, along in transit. But it is what it is. But yeah, here I am, torturing my co-host. Dude, they're all sweet. I reached out to a couple people, and they said, hell yeah. Some people just didn't have time, and life happened, but I was able to get enough for Alex's sake. I also wanted to make sure that Alex was sufficiently diverted because we had a guest. And I'm like, this is perfect. If we have a guest, Alex will never think that I'm just doing anything in secret.
I hate you. Because I... How...
This is how I love when people hate me, okay? You know why? Because
I'm a good fucking dungeon master, okay?
It's a lot of energy to hate somebody, so...
I got God.
Takes more muscles to be a hater than to be just, like, chill about it.
Yeah, man.
I got God.
Yeah. I'll let you listen to this later, but, yeah, I just want to give you that... If you want...
That's what the cryptic text message was about!
What did I say? I forgot what I said.
The vibe felt weird.
What did I
you
say?
Said, Alex, I'm gonna kill you.
No, he just texted me and said that Skylar is gonna be recording with us, and I said, yay, I'm exhausted, but I'm ready. And it was an amazing, like, he just wrote amazing, and that felt suspicious. The amazing, no punctuation, no emojis, just capital A, amazing, felt like something else was going on, but I was like, no.
Not my buddy, Adrian.
Not Adrian.
He would never do that.
He just maybe understands that I'm really tired and, like, it's not a big deal. And, like, he's just...
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That all shields would be down and I'm emotionally vulnerable. Open for the world to see.
So, antihistamines.
And antihistamines.
Mm-hmm. Just a wombo combo of emotions. Do you listen to the next one? Okay. Watch the mouth just go. But yeah, I think that it's important to remind ourselves the impact we make. Because when we work so close to the grindstone, yes, it's nice to have people with us to work on these things together. Because, like, we have some sort of, like, validation. Some sort of, like, acceptance of, like, yeah, I'm doing this fun thing with people. They think it's fun. We're doing this fun thing together. But, like, hearing it from, like, people that you're not consistently working with and hearing this positive affirmation, it's just a golden little fucking treat.
People who don't really, like, owe you anything. Like,
right, exactly.
You know, my wife will look me dead in the eyes and say that I'm doing great stuff, and she means it, and I'm like, yeah, whatever. You know, I still appreciate it, but I'm like, you would say that, wouldn't you? You love me.
You, the love of my life, you, the light in my eye.
I sworn the soft, kneaded, multi-polymer eraser to my 2B graphite core. You would say that to me.
I want to get some pencils now. We already have too many pencils, but
what
I want
to. What do you need pencils for? I'll give you pencils. Literally, anybody listening to this podcast, if you want a pencil, just message me your address. I promise I won't do anything nefarious, and I won't sign you up for anything. But I'll just send you a whole bunch of bunch of pencils.
I want one of a Skylar approved pencil.
Oh yeah,
a company called Musgrave.
The fancy ones.
Mm-hmm.
They will, I think if you order like 50 custom branded pencils, or it might have been up to 100 pack. I don't know. But the quote they gave me was like pretty good. I won't say numbers on here. You know, so we won't talk about money here.
Money.
Money.
It's beyond
I'm
us.
From Texas. We just dig for oil and then we're rich.
We haven't found it all. It's so big.
Many dinosaurs died. Frack 'em good.
Frack 'em good. But yeah, I want that link. I want that. Hey, pencil company, give me that. Give me that sponsorship. Give me that affiliate link.
Okay, so we're talking about goals, right?
Yeah.
If I could get fucking sponsored by either,
mm-hmm.
no, all of the following.
Nice.
Put it out there.
Baron Fig. Beautiful paper they make. Their notebooks rule. Do I have one in arm's reach? I don't think I do. But this is a pen. Don't tell anyone. But a ballpoint pen I have from Baron Fig that I use so often. Their notebooks are what I really use, and their index cards. And it's the best paper for pencils. It's so toothy. Field Notes. Cute little notebooks. We love them. The granddaddy of them all, Musgrave, the pencil company in Tennessee. If there could be like a Musgrave x ADHDM collab, that would be... Ooh. I could die. I could belly flop into the sun.
Maybe we can, like, go to Tennessee on our way to Indiana. I don't know if that's on the
let
way.
Let me in! Let me in!
Please, please! Da 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 da! Da
da da da! Da 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 da! I would walk 500 miles to work with Musgrave.
Oh, wait, this is an album. What the fuck? I'm with the wrong Musgraves.
Did you go to Casey's?
Yes, I did!
MusgravePencil.com.
Oh, there we go.
Where American pencils are made.
Oh, American-made pencils.
And it got me. These are great. It's pencil show and tell time. Mandatory when I'm on a podcast.
I love it. Let's go.
These are Tennessee Reds. It sounds like a cigarette your daddy'd smoke. But in reality...
My daddy did smoke.
And is there a product... I don't think my product showcase button is you can see it right there, kind of at face level.
I'll zoom in. I'll zoom in post.
I'll zoom in right now.
Whoa!
Put my camera aperture way down. Is it gonna happen?
It kind of looks like that right there.
Kinda. Anyway, they're made out of special... Can you hear me down here?
Yes, I can hear you down there.
Okay.
Hello!
Hi, Skylar down here. I'm trying to show you a pencil that Anna got me for my birthday, and they smell real good.
Ooh, ooh.
Anyway, they're awesome, and sharpening them is like, it's like smoking a cigar to me. It's that level of decadent.
Oh yeah. Did you go through everything, Alex?
I did. We're also on a podcast where people actually have to hear me, so nodding at this point is probably not going to help those people.
I also just got one
edited
Lucy.
Jingles in post, like you have a bell in your head, ding ding, like the Teletubbies running.
A very high pitched jingle, ding 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 ding, low pitched jingle, ding ding, or something. I don't know. Jingle.
Now you're thinking like an editor.
Yeah. Ooh. All right. I think those are some good goals. I want to be affiliated with more companies that share similar values with me. I want to be able to play more games. I'm doing that. I'm hopefully at Gen Con. If we get accepted, I'll be playing games at Gen Con. And we might have a panel. It just depends. We'll see. Oh, did I not tell you that?
Nope, you did not tell me that.
I'll tell you that now.
We had the conversation that we put an application in, but not that there was any movement on that.
No movement. I will tell you now, no movement.
How was the LubbockCon panel?
Fine.
LubbockCon panel was good.
Yeah. It didn't start off as voluptuous as last one, but like the people trickled in, and it was good, and we talked about Baldur's Gate at 3.
Yes!
This is a Baldur's Gate panel.
Yeah, pretty much. It got there pretty quick. But it was pretty good. I felt good about it. I felt more present. And then we got offered, hey, next time, you can just do it on the stage. At LubbockCon. Because apparently someone was doing a podcast there. And there was only a couple people there. Like, you had more people in your small room than them, so you could try it. You could do that next year. And I'm like, okay, cool. But to be honest, like, what if we just get you there? What if you sit with us, Skylar? If you have
famed Lubbock resident.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. But give me a heads up.
Will do.
And
February 2025.
Hell
I will.
Yeah.
I will think very hard. Ideally, the costume would be like big, stupid pencil costume with like a face hole. Otherwise, it's just like a big felt pencil, like mascot suit. You know what I'm saying? But probably either Princess Peach or Jon Snow, because those are the two costumes that I have and constantly reuse.
Awesome.
Princess Peach is more evergreen.
Mm.
I mean, maybe
I feel like Jon Snow absolutely makes sense. Like, I don't think that's a costume, though. I think that's what you feel like when you feel like yourself.
Just, like, really broody and, like, you know,
feels right.
Kind of distant from my dad, who's not really my dad. Allegedly. Okay, my dad's my dad. Whoa, where are we going with this?
Whoa. I didn't hear that. You will not put me to the sword. I'm out of here.
Don't look away, Bran. Father will know.
We need a
costume. We really did nothing for him that first episode. We really did nothing. Or that first, whatever, season. We just let that man die.
Yep. I could have stopped it. I was there. Hey, don't do that.
Hey, this is a bad idea.
Hey. I know him. That's mad.
Sean Bean, no!
Sean Bean!
Can a man be brave even when he's afraid?
That's the only time he can be brave.
What? That doesn't make any sense.
Okay, you're going to show up as a pencil or Jon Snow, right?
Or Princess Peach.
Or Princess Peach.
Or Princess Peach as a pencil.
I think that's just Princess Daisy.
Hold on. No, stop. No, there's something there.
That's
I'll be back in 6 hours.
And me and you need to go into costume, Alex.
We need to go in costume?
Yeah.
That's Mario and Luigi.
Mario and Luigi.
You get to be Luigi because of the green.
No, I get to be Mario because I'm short.
Ah. But I get to be Waluigi. No, I'm kidding.
Listen, I will be Wario if you are Waluigi.
All right, bet. We'll do that.
Say less.
Say more.
When I hand you a clove of garlic, you have to eat it in front of me.
You're... Okay.
You think that's a threat?
What do you think I do in my own home?
The first couple times, it's going to be a fun goof. Glad it gets away from you.
It's just going to seep out of your pores after the fifth or sixth clove.
It's fine.
Fifth or sixth clove? That's like me cooking one egg.
Oh, shit. I've been doing cooking wrong.
How many... Do you not use a lot of garlic?
I use a shit ton.
I use a shit ton.
Gotta use a lot of garlic. When I make marinades, and I've got the, like, minced garlic in the jar, I'm like, eh, one jar per bag.
Yeah.
That's intense.
There's a...
Like one heaping big spoon.
A saying that I don't know where it originated. I saw it attributed to, like, a Ukrainian person. But, saute in your skillet garlic and onions, and then decide what you're going to have for dinner.
Yeah. No, that, yeah.
But that's also like a, hey, you know, like put your pants on and like brush your teeth and then decide how you're going to spend your day. Like, just don't brush your teeth with garlic and don't put onions in your pants. That's what I'm adding to the quote to make it like better, I think.
Yeah. I like it.
I think it brings it all the way home.
Yeah.
Speaking of bringing it all the way home, Alex. All right. We're at the hour mark, Alex.
We are. We didn't even banter for that long either.
It depends. You're not actually here. You've been here for 100 years, so, like,
this is nothing probably is that also long. True.
100 it, years it could is have but been. The blink of an eye to an elf.
True. We were there. Skylar, where can they find you?
In my house. Please don't.
Ooh.
Please don't.
That's weird.
YouTube.com/@theADHDM. I'm not really doing much on other social media platforms. If you want to hang with me on Twitter, it's at Skylar Springer. But I'm like many folks, I'm on Twitter less and less these days because every time I log off, I've got this like film on my skin that I have to scrape away. Yeah. It's scour with very powerful dungeon soaps, which you can get at the affiliate link on the screen.
Now, oh, wow. What color is it? Tell me.
Chartreuse.
It's orange.
Chartreuse. Ooh. And orange. There's just... Mine, it's Adrian, whatever's the easiest. Right there. Oh.
They're like next to each other.
I think I know how to do that. I'll do
every
that.
Every other letter.
Make it no. really hard to read. That's what's a good link. I'm Skylar the ADHDM. You can find me at youtube.com/@theADHDM. If it tells you, hey, did you mean ADHD? Say, no! I didn't do that! And it should let you into the channel proper. If enough people do that, it's not going to ask that anymore.
Yeah. Google needs to know my name. So just keep reloading your page.
Oh, what's the fucking genie that... Akinator? You know what I'm talking about? The Akinator. 20 questions?
Yeah.
It guessed me. I'm famous.
Hell yeah, dude.
That would be a life achievement. I would love that.
Maybe we should check it out.
Maybe you're on there. I don't know.
Ooh.
All right.
Wouldn't it?
Why would it be?
I haven't done anything significant.
Did you not just hear all this fucking...
Don't you have a lot of evidence to the contrary?
Yeah. Like, what the fuck?
Recently. Why are you... If this is not anything that to prove that I... Like, I need to take this to my therapist to be like, this anxiety, can we figure out where it stops? Because was I handed a whole bunch of information saying that, yeah, maybe not too bad, and then immediately...
That's no good here. Throw that out.
Immediately forgot that it existed. Thanks. It's my outro, right? Thanks to everybody who graced me with your words or your everything. I will be listening to them later, and I probably will listen to them a lot. Actually, I may just make it a ringtone, so then it, like... reminds me periodically when my phone isn't on silent, which is obviously more often than not. So once again, making this whole thing useless, but thank you. as I really genuinely try to deflect anything nice thrown at me, which is probably why I make fun of Adrian for it so much. So thanks for coming to my therapy session. If you want to check out more Dungeons and Degrees, you can check it out on all Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever your podcasting needs are being fulfilled. You can give us to your friends. You can also rate us and subscribe to our YouTube channel. And please only say nice things, because it's, have you looked outside? Please, just nice things. You can also help us out on Patreon, and you can find us on Discord. You can always at us at our social medias or through the Dungeons and Degrees. Anything, we'll eventually see it and eventually respond to it. I don't know why I'm talking into this microphone. This microphone is not plugged in.
It's optics. Just gonna do one of there these. No, I'm gonna do a little YouTube new wave, like talking into my phone.
There are nothing.
We gotta get that fuzzy mic that people just clip to everyday objects.
I want the tiny mic.
Yeah, the one I saw, one was like a Metro Pass. It just like kind of pointing at people. That's what we need for Gen Con.
That's a good idea.
Oh, look! Whoa! That's one of the ones!
Yep.
Oh, look at this guy. This guy's really doing it.
He's doing it.
As an influencer, I just think I should be able to vote twice in every election.
He only speaks truth. So much
influence. Truth. It's right in the name. What's the best way to influence it's stuff?
Double. Not,
yeah. Two votes.
Doing it double.
I still think dead people should vote. Anyways.
I think dogs. Okay. I'll finish it next time bowl. Next time I'm on the podcast.
Oh.
Dang.
He's so good.
He's so good. He's going to come back.
That was a retention trick.
Alright, well, thank you so much. Go check out the affiliate link, because they helped out during the charity drive, and I want to help them out. So thank you so much, Skylar, for listening.
Da-da-da.
Da-da-da.
I need somebody to edit that like version of it, because it was 100% correct, Adrian. It was amazing.
You're going to get content ID'd, actually.
Yeah. We're posting this on YouTube, and they just like, nah, that's copyright. That's fool on the real song. You can't do that. All right. Thank you so much for listening. My name's Adrian.
And I'm Alex.
I'm Skylar.
Go have some fun.
Ta-da-da.